Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the City of Transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place where we love and care for His people, a place where we're discipling people, teaching, training, equipping people for the work of service. This morning, we thank the Lord on this beautiful Thursday morning for the Lord's kindness, for His grace, for His peace, for His love towards us. The Bible says, His grace is sufficient. His mercy is new every morning. And this morning, the Lord God has had compassion on us. And this week, we've been speaking about having compassion on one another. We've been encouraging you to show compassion to your neighbor, to your friends, to your co-workers. Show compassion. Even to your relatives, show compassion. Even your loved ones, show compassion. Because Jesus Christ shows the same compassion to you. This morning, I want to read two verses. This morning, and these two verses that I'm going to read, they are from two passages of Scripture. The first one is from Romans chapter 15, verse 1. And the second is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 27. So let's look at first Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. We who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. We who are strong. We who are strong in the Lord, we are to bear the infirmities of the weak. Those of us who are strong in prayer are to bear the infirmities of the weak. Those of us who are strong in kindness, in mercy, are to bear the infirmities of the weak. We are to bear the weaknesses, the tiredness, the slothfulness of the weak. That is to show compassion. We stand in the gap for those who are weak in prayer, and we pray for them. We stand in the gap for those who are struggling in their faith and hold them up in the Lord. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Many of us today just want to please ourselves. many of us today just want to do just for ourselves. Everything today has to just be about us. But my brothers and sisters, it was not just about Christ. Jesus Christ saw our needs. Jesus saw that we needed Him. Jesus saw that our fellowship with God was broken. And He came and went on that old rocky cross for us. He died on that cross for us. He didn't have to die, but He did for us. He bare our infirmities. He took upon Himself our sins, our shame, our guilt. He took it all. He took it all. He took it all. He took our place. This morning, you who are strong, strong in the Lord, you who are strong, strong maybe in prayer, please bear the infirmities of the weak and don't judge them. Don't try to condemn them. If God can bear your infirmities, if Jesus Christ can bear our infirmities, this morning He's asking us to bear the infirmities of the weak. Some people struggle in their faith. Don't judge them. Don't condemn them. Bear their infirmities by praying for them. Last but not the least this morning, James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless, the widows in their affliction, and to keep Himself unspotted from the world. This is a compassion, pure religion. It's to visit the fatherless. It is to visit the widows. It is to visit those in afflictions. It's to visit them. The widows, the bereaved, those who are hurting, those who are going through difficult times, those who are bound in house, hospice, those who cannot wake up and do anything anymore for themselves. It's to go visit them. Jesus Himself said, when I was sick, You visited me. When I was in prison, You visited me. When I was naked, You clothed me. When I was dying, You stood by me. When I felt lonely, You were there. When there was no one else there, You were there. This morning, please, let's show compassion. Let us bear the infirmities of the weak. Let us visit the fatherless, the motherless, the widows, those in afflictions. And let us not do it to please ourselves or to be spotted by this world, so that the world can glorify and lift our name up. But let us do it to the glory of God. Let us do it to the glory of God. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.